Our next presentation is spinach tolerance to saline irrigation, nutrition value, antioxidant capacity, and gene expression, presented by Ferreiro from USDA ARS.
Hi, we're going to talk about salinity in spinach. First, salinity effects for people who are not used to salinity. This is definitely not a salinity crowd. Is that salinity affects 20% of cultivated land and 33% of irrigated land. Irrigated crops damage irrigation equipment, reduce crop yield. Most vegetable crops have threshold between 1 and 2.5 decisiemen in the soil extract. Spinach was reported by Mass and Hoffman in 1977 to be sensitive to salinity with a threshold of 2 decisiemen per meter. Increased irrigation and fertilization, seawater intrusion, and mainly in coastal areas, and natural soil salinity threaten food production. Increasing water costs, drought limit agriculture and farmers' profit, and reclaimed recycled water costs less than potable water but contain more salts. So our research was done to see the potential to use reclaimed recycled waters for growing spinach in semi-arid regions. Recycled water effects: using recycled water instead of groundwater reduce well water demand near the coast and reduce intrusion of seawater. California, and then I have a comparison of California and Florida and use a reclaimed or recycled water. California uses 70% of its reclaimed water on agriculture and landscape. Florida uses about 50%. In 2007, the Monterey County Water Recycling Projects in California used approximately 19 billion liters of reclaimed water to irrigate over 4,800 hectares of row crops, including spinach, so water with elevated salinity for some crops. So the spinach facts is like spinach was introduced to China in the 7th century, Europe in 12th century, and North America in 1806. Americans consume about 3 pounds per year, not enough. California produced 70%, Arizona 15% of all the fresh spinach in the United States, followed by Texas and New Jersey. And in 2008, California's fresh spinach crop was valued at over $120 million, half coming from the Monterey County, which has saline water. In 1930, U.S. spinach growers credit Popeye with a 33% increase in domestic spinach consumption. So. And here you can see that most of the spinach produced is fresh spinach. So this is a 6-week spinach from Coachella Valley in California. What is the problem? Why are we doing this research? Is as of today and until we publish our results, there are no studies determining mineral nutrients, antioxidant capacity, gene expression, or the oxalate concentration of spinach under saline irrigation. Oxalate being a negative point of fresh spinach consumption. The methods we use, a spinach cultivar called Raccoon. We use saline irrigation with balanced salts, not only sodium chloride, but we put all the salts needed by the crop. It was applied 45 days after sowing for 23 days, and the pots were maintained at field capacity, at saturation. 23 days after the treatment, the plants were analyzed for antioxidant capacity, oxalate, biomass accumulation, and minerals, except for the genetic expression was analyzed at 9 and 19 days after treatment, a set of 10 genes from Arabidopsis related to salt tolerance. So electroconductivity, of course, increased with salt. We had 3 levels of potassium, starting from 3 milliequivalents per liter, 5, and then 7, and we varied sodium and chloride from 2 and 1, which was the control levels, to 20, 40, and 80. And chloride is about in the same level. So this brings the salinity of the water to about 10 decisiemen, which is seawater diluted 5 times. So this is quite a bit of salinity for strawberries, for avocados, for tomatoes. So this is our salinity level. So the visual results, there was no effect, visual effect. Macro and micronutrients were kept constant, pH was 7. So mineral composition and biomass of raccoon, as you can see, sodium and chloride increased significantly, both sodium and chloride, but there was no effect on potassium or on nitrogen. So basically there was no antagonism between sodium and potassium or chloride and nitrate. The plants maintained their mineral composition, their growth, the biomass. So we were looking also for some sort of a genetic or biochemical marker that will let us know how this crop is tolerating this much salinity. This is results from our previous study with actually salinity all the way to 9 decisiemen. So we have here we have sulfate dominant water, sorry, chloride dominant water, sulfate dominant water. And here we have no drought, drought 1, drought 2. As you can see here, actually spinach did better with salt without or with drought than without salt. So we're trying to replicate this and find out how it does and why does it need all the salt. So it's consuming as much salt, sodium and chloride, even if you use 36 to 80 milliequivalents of chloride, or if you use only 3 milliequivalents of chloride, it's accumulating chloride at macronutrient levels. So again, we're pursuing this, but I am going to go back to our greenhouse study. This is the shoot antioxidant capacity. As you can see quickly, we measure antioxidant capacity through oxygen radical absorbance capacity and hydrophilic fraction and lipophilic fraction, which are the carotenoids, vitamin E, etc. And here are more flavonoids and phenolics. So there was no difference in antioxidant capacity or either hydrophilic, lipophilic, or total phenolics. So the crop is maintaining its nutritional and antioxidant capacity. Why we look at oxalic acid in response to salinity? Well, spinach is believed to be a source of calcium, but they say it's not a very good source of calcium because calcium is not bioavailable. Why is calcium not bioavailable? Because of the oxalates. So the oxalates bind to calcium. As you can see here, calcium oxalate, which is insoluble, it's binding calcium. So, but there's also sodium oxalate. So if oxalate binds calcium, then oxalate also binds sodium. So the sodium, unlike calcium oxalate, is not crystallized inside idioblast cells. It's all over the cell. It's inside of the vacuoles in every cell. So imagine if we increase sodium, oxalate will increase. And so we're trying to find out if oxalate was a way of this crop to actually tolerate higher sodium. So, and as you can see, in our study, oxalic acid ranged from 7 to 10%. So it's right here, no change. As leaf sodium was 4, 8, 18, and 28. So with treatments, it doubled. So it's almost like 4, 8, 16, 30. It doubled at every level of salinity, sodium doubled. However, the soluble disodium oxalate, which has 2 molecules of sodium, there was absolutely no difference. And we measure mostly sodium oxalate. So we don't know what the plant is doing with all the sodium and chloride. We measure photosynthetic parameters. I'm not going to go through this. I'll save time. So a 9 and 19 days after treatment, there was absolutely no difference in net photosynthetic rate, stomatoconductance, transpiration, or water use efficiency. The expression of the genes done by my colleague, Devinder Sandhu, so present here. Also, we saw that sodium efflux from roots to soil. Those are genes related, with the salt tolerance mechanism. There are either sodium efflux from root to soil, which are the SOS genes, sequestration of sodium into vacuoles, the NHX, retrieval of sodium from xylem, the HKT and AKT, and for antioxidant and organic solutes, ERF, and genes related to signal transduction, which are the salt genes. So again, there's absolutely no difference in gene expression with increasing salinity. It's almost like those plants are not seeing salt. Our conclusions, spinach maintained biomass, mineral nutrition, antioxidant capacity, and the oxalates did not increase under moderate salinity of electroconductivity of 10 decisiemen, which is equivalent to 4.5 decisiemen per meter in the soil paste. So this cultivar, Raccoon, tolerates at least twice the threshold salinity previously reported by Mass and Hoffman, which was of 2 decisiemen per meter. Oxalates, to our dismay, were not involved in the management of sodium accumulation in leaves, but also this shows that you can produce your spinach with saline water with no detriment to the mineral composition, to the antioxidant capacity, and your oxalates will remain the same. So basically, you can produce your spinach with reclaimed water without any detriment to the antioxidant mineral capacity, etc., etc. The comparison of gene expression patterns showed absolutely no linear association with sodium chloride accumulation in leaves. The lack of difference of any parameter evaluated appears to be due to insufficient salinity stress imposed to spinach plants. So we're going to follow up with another study where we're going to have more salt added. And finally, spinach is a good crop for irrigation with recycled, reclaimed water, not only in Southern California, but in other semi-arid climates. With that, I conclude my presentation. I acknowledge Manju, Puducity, and Diane for their help with data collection and analysis. And if you have any interest in this research on spinach and salinity, here's my contact information. Thank you. Yes. I use the same one. We have the same one that we have used previously, and actually that variety has been discontinued, the raccoon, and now they have Johnny Seeds. We bought it from Johnny Seeds. They have another cultivar called Gazelle, and our primary experiments show that Gazelle is as tolerant.
Okay.
Yes.
You mentioned that you are going to increase salt concentration because this study up to 10, there's no other difference among the physiological parameters expression. So what would you expect to, what kind of level you're going to increase to 15 or 20? What would you expect to see the results?
We have seen growth reduction at 15. And this study has been published by another colleague, Dr. Suarez, in the lab. So we want to increase that. But we not only want to increase salt, we want to decrease potassium because we're suspecting that this plant might be using sodium and chloride, not only as osmoticum, but actually to grow like a red beets, which in the same family has shown to be be able to replace up to 90% of the potassium with sodium for growth parameters. So we wanted to see why this plant can take so much. It's not a halophyte, which is a salt-loving plant. This is a glycophyte. So this is not a salt-loving plant. So what makes it amazing about the results that it can take so much salt and no genetic expression, no antioxidant, no oxalic acid. So where is the sodium going?
Thank you.